This week, Congress unleashed an assault on Obama-era regulations, and Wyoming lawmakers played a big role in the effort. Congressional correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington on the new effort that's angering the environmental community.
Ever heard of the Congressional Review Act? Me neither. That is until Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi gave me a tutorial on it.
And it's the ability for Congress to pass a clawback on any regulation that's passed within 45 days after the time that it's published, and provided there are enough signatures from the House and the Senate.
That Congressional Review Act had only been used once in Congress's history until Senator Enzi employed it to kill a last-minute Bill Clinton regulation that dealt with workplace injuries.
It was very poorly written, so we went after it. I got to lead the charge on it, and it passed both houses. And then we changed presidents, and the new president was more than willing to sign it, was able to see how a regulation pushed through at the last minute often has a lot of flaws in it, and that one did.
Once little known, the act has become a powerful tool for the Republicans who now run Washington. This week, Republicans in Congress used the act to go after five Obama-era regulations. One scraps a regulation to keep coal ash away from streams, and another kills a requirement that oil and gas companies disclose their payments to foreign governments. Enzi says Congress has the final say on rules and regulations.
We're the ones that write these laws. Supposedly, they think that we ask them to do those regulations. There's usually no indication that we intended that kind of a regulation, and consequently, we ought to be able to say whether to do it or not.
Wyoming's junior senator, John Barrasso, started the week using the act to take aim at a Bureau of Land Management rule to reduce methane, known as the venting and flaring rule. He says he's not done yet.
President Obama basically was the regulator in chief, and there has been a regulatory rampage to the point of over 3,000 regulations with an impact of over $900 billion to the economy.
Barrasso and other Republicans are especially taking aim at new environmental protections and one agency in particular.
The worst offense was by the EPA, over $300 billion worth of regulations and the impact that they've had on jobs, on the economy, and on take-home pay for working families. And even as President Obama was a lame duck, after Election Day, he still came out with 198 regulations to a cost of over $100 billion.
Environmentalists and most Democrats are taken aback by the aggressive posture the GOP is taking. Virginia Democrat Don Beyer says the Republican onslaught against regulations is misguided.
In many ways, a lot of what government does is trying to protect the people from either environmental abuses or abuses that happen in business. These are really good things. You know, no regulations passed without years of study and many public hearings and often tens of thousands of pieces of input from the American public. So I think it's silly and unnecessary.
Congressman Beyer also bemoans the executive order that President Trump signed that scraps two regulations for every new one the government adds. But he also laughs it off.
This president seems so hostile to regulation. The executive order doesn't sound like much. I have trouble imagining what regulation he would put forward anyway.
But Wyoming's newly minted Congresswoman Liz Cheney says people should get used to it. She adds that the GOP isn't going to stop unwinding regulations anytime soon.
The regulatory state has just expanded, you know, out of control, and the impact and the cost it's having on the economy, and just, you know, it's strangling businesses and strangling economic growth, certainly, you know, as we've talked about before, the fossil fuel industry as well, and we've got to get it back under control. So I think you're seeing movement on multiple fronts to get that done.
Democrats and the environmental community are bracing for the battles on multiple fronts as well. But with the party locked out of power in Washington, many are getting ready to tearfully say goodbye to much of President Obama's environmental legacy. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.